आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू शेयर हिज थॉट्स इन मन की बात प्रोग्राम ऑन आकाशवाणी एट 11 दिस मॉर्निंग। प्राइम मिनिस्टर टू एम्बार्क ऑन अ 3-डे विजिट टू मध्य प्रदेश, बिहार एंड असम स्टार्टिंग टुडे टू ले फाउंडेशन स्टोन्स एंड लॉन्च डेवलपमेंटल प्रोजेक्ट्स। In Telangana, rescue activity is underway in full swing to evacuate 8 stranded persons from a tunnel in Nagar Kurnool district. Israel delays release of over 600 Palestinian prisoners, citing humiliating handovers of hostages. In Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors beat Delhi Capitals by 33 runs in Bengaluru. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India to take on arch rivals Pakistan at Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. The program will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the programs in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Modi will embark on a 3-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, and Assam starting today. During the visit, he will lay the foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur District, Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. Our correspondent reports that the hospital is being built at a cost of nearly 218 crore rupees.
This hospital, to be built in an area of more than 10 hectares, has been targeted to be built in 36 months. The first phase of the hospital will have a facility of 100 beds, in which poor cancer patients will be treated free of cost through state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors. The Prime Minister will also interact with all the MPs, MLAs and other office bearers of the state BJP in Bhopal in the evening. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 2-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal tomorrow. He will then travel to Bhagalpur in Bihar, where he will release the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. He will also inaugurate and dedicate various development projects in Bihar. Mr. Modi will then head to Guwahati to attend the Jhumoir Binondini Mega Jhumoir 2025 event. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati. The centre will hold the next round of talks with farmers' organisations on the 19th of March. This was announced by Union Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan after a fresh round of discussions with protesting farmers in Chandigarh yesterday. He said that the discussions with farmers' organisations, Kisan Mazdoor Morcha and Samyukt Kisan Morcha non-political were held in a very cordial atmosphere.
दोनों किसान संगठनों से बहुत सद्भावपूर्ण वातावरण में चर्चा हुई है। किसान कल्याण के सारे कामों को जो मोदी सरकार की प्राथमिकता है, हमने उनको भी रखा है। बहुत अच्छी चर्चा हुई है, ये चर्चा जारी रहेगी और अगली बैठक 19 मार्च को यहीं चंडीगढ़ में होगी।
Union ministers Piyush Goyal and Prahlad Joshi, along with farmers, leaders from both organizations, also attended the meeting. The minister said that they had listened to Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal and others. They also inquired about Mr. Dhaliwal's health and appealed to him to end his fast unto death. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin tomorrow. The session is proposed to be held for 3 days. Delhi Assembly, in a notification, stated that the newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place on the same day. In Telangana, rescue activities are underway in full swing to evacuate 8 stranded persons from the tunnel of the Sri Salem Left Bank Canal in Nagar Kurnool district. They were stranded inside the tunnel when a part of the roof of the tunnel collapsed yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the district collector Bhadavat Santosh and superintendent of police Vaibhav Gaikwad are monitoring the rescue operations.
The rescue teams are making all-out efforts to reach out to the stranded persons inside the tunnel. As per the authorities, one team which tried to reach them inside the tunnel returned back last night after they could not get access due to mud and silt. Another rescue team went inside late in the night, is expected to come out of the tunnel this morning. The national and state disaster management teams, along with those from the Singareni coal collieries, are at the site throughout the night. With Vijay Kumar in Nagar Kurnool, Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday called Chief Minister Revanth Reddy over phone and inquired about the incident and assured the centre's full support to it in this regard. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Israel has delayed the release of 620 Palestinian prisoners, saying it will not proceed until the next hostage release is confirmed and without humiliating ceremonies by Palestinian militant group Hamas. The decision came after Hamas staged public handovers of six Israeli hostages yesterday. In a statement, the Israeli government said the release would be delayed until the release of the next hostages is guaranteed and without the degrading ceremonies at handovers of Israeli captives in Gaza. The statement by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office came as vehicles apparently carrying prisoners left the open gates of Ofer prison only to turn around and go back in. Meanwhile, Hamas has accused Israel of violating the truce deal by delaying the prisoner release. Pope Francis remains in critical condition after a severe respiratory crisis that required high oxygen support. The 88-year-old Pope Francis, who's been hospitalized for a week with pneumonia and complex lung infection, also received blood transfusions due to low platelet levels linked to anemia, the Vatican said yesterday. Germans are voting today in an early election after Chancellor Olaf Scholz's coalition collapsed in November last year. The campaign focused on the economy and migration, but polls have remained steady, with opposition leader Friedrich Merz's centre-right Union Bloc leading. Merz promises to revive Germany's struggling economy and strengthen its role in Europe. More than 60 crore, 74 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. Our correspondent reports that around 1 crore, 43 lakh devotees took the holy dip in the Sangam yesterday, including many eminent personalities.
Saints, devotees and pilgrims from all walks of life are coming to the Mahakumbh. In this trend, Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar took a holy dip in the Triveni Sangam along with his family. On this occasion, he said that the Mahakumbh is a symbol of national unity. He highlighted that crores of devotees from the country and abroad are coming to the Mahakumbh, which shows the grandeur and popularity of the event. Union Health Minister and BJP National President JP Nadda also took a holy dip in the Sangam with his family and prayed for the public well-being. Mr. Nadda was accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Tamil Nadu State BJP President K. Annamalai, after taking a holy dip, described the spiritual gathering as a symbol of civilization and a messenger of peace. Amongst the prominent devotees today, Mr. Adityanath will partake in various programs and activities organized in the Mahakumbh. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
A confluence of culture, art and skills from India and abroad, Haryana's 38th Suraj Kund International Crafts Mela is all set to culminate today. A report.
Organized by Suraj Kund Mela Authority and Haryana Tourism in collaboration with Union Ministries of Tourism, Textiles, Culture and External Affairs, the fair attracted over a million Indian and international visitors. Madhya Pradesh and Odisha were the partner states this year. Approximately 600 people attended the fair from 42 different nations. The crafts fair featured more than 1,000 stalls offering a diverse range of handicrafts, textiles and cultural artifacts. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On to sports now. In the Hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's and women's teams secured impressive victories at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar last night. The Indian men's team completed a clean sweep against Ireland with a commanding 4-0 win. Early in the women's FIH Pro League, India bounced back from an earlier defeat to beat Germany 1-0. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, UP Warriors defeated Delhi Capitals by 33 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. UP Warriors posted a total of 177 runs in 20 overs, losing 9 wickets. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Australia emerged victorious by 5 wickets over England in a high-scoring Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan last night. Chasing a daunting target of 352 set by England, Australia cruised to 356 for 5 in 47.3 overs. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India will take on arch-rivals Pakistan in their Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. The match is set to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. We have a report.
The men in blue are clear favourites in the much-anticipated clash against Pakistan today. Going by numbers and recent form, India has a clear upper hand, having won 5 of the 6 encounters against the traditional rivals since the 2017 Champions Trophy final. Team India, led by Rohit Sharma, made an impressive start to their campaign with a commanding 6-wicket victory over Bangladesh on Wednesday. On the other hand, defending champions Pakistan were handed a 60-run defeat by New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi. A win for India today would virtually secure their place in the semi-finals of the A-team tournament, while Pakistan faces a must-win situation to stay in contention for the last 4. However, the pressure factor will work for both the sides, as fans will be expecting much in this crucial match. With Mayur Jain, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by gusty winds, hailstorms and lightning at isolated places over Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar today. Northeastern regions of the country are also likely to experience similar weather conditions throughout the day. The Weather Department also predicted dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Sikkim today. IMD said that the minimum temperatures in northwest India can witness a gradual fall by 1 to 2 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. According to the Met Department, there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures over the rest of the country during the next 4 to 5 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Almost all papers report on the story of the under-construction tunnel of the Sri Shailam Left Bank Canal project collapsing and trapping 8 workers and 14 kilometers inside the tunnel. Army and NDRF experts have reached the site as rescue efforts are on. The Hindustan Times headlines, 8 workers trapped as Telangana tunnel caves in. The Asian Age headlines, disaster strikes Telangana tunnel after sudden flood, 8 trapped. Former RBI Governor Das appointed second principal secretary to PM headlines The Pioneer. And the Statesman headlines, Shaktikanta Das appointed as principal secretary to PM Modi. The sports page and the front pages of most papers are abuzz with the story of arch rivals India and Pakistan clashing in the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai. The Times of India headline, cricket's fiercest rivalry resumes in glitzy Dubai, and the Indian Express headline, tickets as gifts, mall screenings, Dubai braces for a humdinger. And finally, a front page story in the Hindustan Times reports that over 641,000 Olive Ridley sea turtles have laid eggs in Ganjam district of Odisha, breaking the previous world record of 637,000. With that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. Prime Minister to embark on a 3-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam starting today to lay foundation stones and launch developmental projects. In Telangana, rescue activities underway in full swing to evacuate 8 stranded persons from a tunnel in Nagar Kurnool district. Israel delays release of over 600 Palestinian prisoners, citing humiliating handovers of hostages. In Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors beat Delhi Capitals by 33 runs in Bengaluru. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India to take on arch-rivals Pakistan at Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.